Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jackie Asbury. We've been talking a couple times now about various things about discipleship, but as we continue, let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all that you're doing in our lives and the lives of our families and friends and support and in the life of our parishes and in the life of our diocese. And we ask, O Lord, that you just continue to help us to surrender to your will, to be open to the guidance and prompting of your Holy Spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jackie, one of the things I want to talk to you about in this segment was, you know, we talked about Alpha, and obviously, you know, you not only led Alpha, but you went through Alpha,
absolutely,
which had an important, you know, and you've helped other parishes and continue to help other parishes through that programming and other programming. And, you know, we can talk about all the different elements of disciple formation, but one of the things that kind of sticks out in our conversation is your faith-sharing groups and the importance of those in your own life. Obviously, it gives you friendships and community and support, which we need as disciples. But you mentioned you're in two or three different...
I'm in two.
And two of them. What's kind of the structure of those?
Okay, you know? Well, the one only has seven people in it, and I've been doing that for probably 17 years. And we would meet every other week, and in the beginning, I facilitated it. But now, another person facilitates it. She does a great job. And sometimes we do a meditation, and sometimes we do a reading from a chapter in a book. It just depends what media we're going to use. Sometimes we just pray, but they're still social. I mean, when we first come, we eat. Of course, you always have to have food. And then we talk about our lives. And sometimes things that have happened in the past in our faith life, we bring up and discuss. So it's a very informal, not very structured. The other group of men has 20 women. We meet once a month. We meet at someone's house. That first group, we met at church in the beginning. And now we have been meeting at someone's house. But during COVID, it got to be really hard. Mm-hmm. The second group I'm in, actually, during COVID, we did Zoom. And so that was wonderful that we were able to maintain that. We have to watch something on a video, and then in our Zoom conversation, we talk about it. But that group is the same thing. We go, we have food, we talk, and then we all sit down and we watch a video on something. It could be a saint's life. It could be something from Chosen. It could be from Formed, because at our parish we got the code access because our parish paid for that. And then we have a conversation about it. So that's what we do. Now, in addition to that, that has been the incentive for us to do something. So, for instance, we support Family Promise. So we do baskets of materials and food, and we take it in Delaware. We help run the race. We do things there. We buy pajamas for all the kids and stuff like that at Christmas. The last meeting we had, we filled bags for an assisted living place in Delaware. No, it was in Sunbury. And then we make contributions, several contributions. You know, it could be coats or it could be checks to different organizations that need help. So that provides that opportunity for the giving, the charitable work that we like to do.
And, you know, some parishes kind of organize small group sharing, you know.
Yes.
And obviously, as we kind of push parishes to kind of work on strategies for disciple formation, that's a crucial element. And there are different models that are used. But, it doesn't necessarily have to be started by the parish. In fact, I think in most cases throughout the diocese, these small disciple groups it's the initiative of parishioners.
Well, in our parish several years ago, Father Dave wanted us to identify books that various groups can do. And that's what we did. And then he asked us to do a training for group facilitators, and we did that. And then that carried on when he hired someone, and that person did group facilitation, so that anyone who was leading a group, whether it was Walking with Purpose or That Manage You, they got some skills in group facilitation. Now, that was part of my background because I was a counselor, and so I had to go through that. But it's important to understand how to run a group. And in Alpha, they have a host. They call it a hostess and a helper. And that hostess actually has to facilitate a group and not become a teacher, but just a facilitator, a listener, and a guide. And so you get that training prior to starting your group of Alpha, you know, meetings.
And that that's an important, this learning how to kind of facilitate and everything like that. But it does seem, you know, like this is something that can kind of informally spring up too, these sort of small groups. So, you know, maybe a listener, you know, really feels moved by the Lord to start, you know, gathering a group of people together to meet out of their home and to go through material, to go through a Bible study. You know, like you mentioned Formed, which is, I think, is that Ascension Press or is that, it's not Ascension Press.
Word on Fire.
Word on Fire is the other one. Yeah,
we did Word on Fire too.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, there's these different.
We did Father Pavanka's, what's it called? I can't remember, but it was great. He took that travel. We did that whole thing.
I think Formed is with the Augustine Institute.
Okay.
Is what, yeah. So, and you can, you know, like, there, but there's all these things out there for material, for Bible studies, for, you know.
I just think it takes someone to stand up at the podium and say, here's something that really could help you consider it.
Yeah.
And it could be a lay person. It could be a staff person. It could be the pastor.
Yeah.
But, and maybe you make those opportunities available at church, or you can just encourage people to do it at home. A lot of people like doing it at home.
Now, in your faith-sharing groups, were they all kind of, so a lot of times it's like everyone has encountered the Lord, and they've gone through Alpha or through some other kind of experience like that. There's been a conversion, and they're helping to form each other.
You know, I don't know about the personal background of some of them, but some of them are the same people that go to Adoration. I see a daily mass on Wednesdays, Tuesday nights, Fridays. It seems like, and if we see someone at mass often, we have to invite them to come. I mean, it's not like a closed group. So it's always open. You could say, hey, we meet. Would you like to join us? And so that's why that group keeps expanding.
Because sometimes it's peers, you know, that they've all kind of known the Lord and are walking with the Lord, and they're just sustaining each other.
I think you need that in your
and
life.
Going through that continual formation. But another, you know, I've seen other situations where, say, someone who knows the Lord and is following the Lord maybe brings in people who are just new in the faith. And that's what the group mainly consists of, is like a facilitator figure who's helping the rest to kind of grow in their faith and to come to, you know, I think sometimes we call those discipling groups or mentoring groups or, you know, something like that, or accompaniment groups, whatever language you want to use. But it's interesting, I think, like in your situation, it almost sounds like you're inviting people who maybe are just beginning, but there's also people who have been walking with the Lord for a while.
Long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are still in Walking with Purpose. They do some of the Bible studies that our adult faith formation director offers at church. Their husbands go to That Manage You. You know, they're kind of all intertwined.
Yeah, and it's, I really, you know, I think it is, you know, in my own life, I have a group of priests that we meet monthly and we share and we talk about things like this. You know, I have other little groups that I'm part of, Communion and Liberation. We meet weekly, and you know, I think these supports are so crucial, but it can be very informal, you know, and we see it in different ways. You know, like there are men's groups, there are women's groups, you know, and there's all these wonderful things like Walking with Purpose, or That Man Is You, and other formats that are out there. So
one of the things that came out of Alpha was our Good Samaritan Ministry board at St. John Newman. And it is an outreach program that a father asked me to be on the board. And we just look for opportunities to help people in need in a variety of ways. And there are people on that board that represent the men's club, the women's club, the St. Vincent de Paul, just parish council. And we look for ways to show people that we love them, we care about them. And one of the projects we're doing now for Christmas, a friend of mine and I are doing it, is called Christmas Angels. And it is amazing to me how many people signed up to be a Christmas angel. And the question was, do you want to be a Christmas angel? Do you need a Christmas angel? And we had so many parishioners that wanted to be a Christmas angel. We didn't have families to connect them with.
Yeah.
So we had to reach out to Our Lady of Peace, St. Stephen's, Corpus Christi, different places, Mommy's Matter, that just to look for people that need things.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful that from these sort of small groups and from our encounter with the Lord, we go on mission, obviously to bring the gospel to others, but part of that mission also is, as disciples of the Lord, really living a life of charity. And
that's your first step, I think.
Yeah.
If you make that link, I know last year our family connected with a woman who had four children, and she said to me after, she wasn't a member of our church, that she wanted to go to church. So that's how I think you do it. It's that personal approach.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a treat to see you and talk to you. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again has been Jackie Asbury. And until next time, peace and all good.